This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Well, lots being made of this today, and I'm not certain it's a thing, but, you know, this is what we do.
Sure.
In the media. There's really nothing discernible to be worried about, yet all the stories stoke that, you know, kind of that fear.
Sure.
Hey, and it leads, man.
Yeah, it is that Bill Belichick has not signed his actual contract with North Carolina yet.
Yes.
And so because of that, and that's actually quite normal that you get a term sheet first and then they do all the small language and give you the full contract a couple months later.
Well, that's like Mike Price, if you remember. Mike Price was the head coach at Alabama. He was down in Alabama, but he hadn't actually signed the deal. Problem is, just don't go get a hooker and stripper and all that and then get a DUI before you sign your contract.
Well, I mean, I guess it is worth noting that if Belichick were to leave for the NFL right now, the fact that he hasn't signed his deal, this is what the point of these stories that are out there that it's a gray area whether or not he would have to, whether or not there would be a buyout.
Yeah, because
$10 million.
The one I read on there was there's a sports lawyer that I follow, and he had a really nice piece on it. And he just said, it's a real gray area because we don't know. A lot of times they said in these term sheets, even though the contract hasn't been signed, there is a understanding. I forget what it was. It was like a memorandum of understanding that does bind you.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to go to some sort of arbitration, or maybe there is already language in there that's a buyout. But at the same time, it's not going to be this massive buyout. If the Raiders wanted to come calling, he was saying that the buyout for a 2 or a 3 year deal is probably going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $8 to $10 million. And if the Raiders really wanted him, that probably wouldn't be a huge problem to get out of. So, and that, by the way, that's even if he signs the contract. So,
yeah, I mean, it's kind of dumb because I think we're all a little, I don't know. We're all kind of side-eyeing Bill as if we know something about what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And we don't. The thing is, he has said, and even his girlfriend said today, they're committed to North Carolina.
Yeah.
We should, I mean, I know we don't believe coaches.
Well, and we
should trust that.
We do know the one thing is, and there's multiple people that have written about it, including The Athletic. There was a big piece the other day. Bill only went to college because he did not believe that the NFL was going to come calling. So if the NFL comes calling, would that be enough for him to go back and be like, this isn't what, granted, he would look bad. But as someone has pointed out in that article, Bill's not getting another job, whether it's North Carolina or whether it's the Raiders or wherever. This is it. This is it for him. So does it really matter that your name's a little bit of mud? See Nick Saban. Like, Nick was never going back to the NFL, so it didn't matter. Bobby Petrino, it didn't matter. So, you know, this comes down to whether or not Bill gets an offer, and whether it's $1 million or $10 million, depending on when he leaves, because the agreement that hasn't been signed, if he leaves in the first year, it's a $10 million buyout. If he leaves after next year, it's a $1 million buyout. Split the difference and say that it's $5 or $6 million between Bill and the Raiders. That is not going to be enough if Bill wants to leave to keep him there. So it comes down to, does someone really want him? And does Bill want to go back on the college thing, or is he all in at North Carolina? And no one knows what his decision is.
I mean, I think you're right that no one knows. And you never say never.
Yeah.
But it kind of bothers me that we get all this speculation when there is not a shred of anything other than serious speculation that is leading to it.
Yeah.
There's just nothing. No. He has said nothing. The only thing that came out was that Tom Brady called him about the Raiders job. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And nothing has come of that.
No.
So I don't know. It's that's got to be frustrating. Yeah. Like I would imagine for Bill, mm-hmm. because even if he says, hey, this is where I want to stay. Yeah. This is where I want to be. This is the reason I took this job. I'm staying here. We still don't believe him. And we're putting out stories of here's what happens if he leaves and all this speculation.
It is frustrating. And I don't mean to put this on Bill, but the coaching community has done this to themselves.
Yeah, there's no question about that.
So, and that's not fair to Dan Lanning, who I think has been pretty upfront about all this. It's not fair to Bill.
Dion.
But when the entire coaching community, since the beginning of this whole mess, especially now over the last 15, 20 years when there's this much money involved in it, you can't take anyone. I go back to the Nick Saban thing. Nick Saban sat there and berated reporters and said flat out, I will not be the next head coach at Alabama. And then he was. So while I do feel bad for you, either way, Bill, you're making millions of dollars coaching a game. And ultimately, I don't feel bad that we're going to speculate on your future. Is it fair? No, but I don't feel bad because it comes with the
territory. Well, I don't feel bad either. I just think it's kind of bad media.
Sure.
You know, this is why people don't like the media, is you're strumming up fear about Bill Belichick leaving North Carolina with stories like, the management, if the ACC is really bothered because Bill Belichick hasn't hired his whole staff yet.
Which is totally normal.
Exactly. So these stories, what they're doing is they're getting you to a place where it's like, it's creating the doubt that Bill Belichick is not going to stay at North Carolina. And it's kind of Weasley.
It is, because while he may not stay, there's certainly the evidence that you're laying out is not real evidence.
No.
It's just it's conjecture.
It's fake. Not fake. It's real things, but you're trying to
you're taking something that is very normal and you're making it seem abnormal. And that I'm with you. That's probably dishonest reporting.
Well, like with Dan Lanning too. I mean, there is an element, at least locally, of the media that believes Dan Lanning, right? Like Dan Lanning,
I think
I mean, he's basically said, like, we've kind of laid off that narrative because we believe him.
How forceful he is. Yeah.
But with Bill, I don't think he's ever going to get that benefit of the doubt.
Well,
you know,
again, the difference is.
Like you say, he probably shouldn't.
Yes.
But that's, I don't know. I think that's kind of.
The difference with Lanning is.
It's kind of bullsh.
We know Lanning wanted this job. We know Bill didn't want the North Carolina job. He just took it. It's the Mario Cristobal.
But that doesn't mean he's not committed to
that. That is true.
And
that
is true. That's what I think is unfair. Yeah. It's like, dude, he took it. Yeah. And he took it knowing that maybe an NFL job might come back on his radar. Yeah. But he took it saying, hey, I'm going to do this. You know what? I'm out of the NFL.
Same time, if you've got a buddy of yours and he shoots for the moon with the hot at the bar, right? He shoots for the 9. And the 9's like, yeah, no. And he goes home with the 6. And he's like, you know what? I really like the 6. But you know that the 9 is calling him next week. It's human nature to be like, dude, my man.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You're going to go back with the nine. We just don't know whether or not anyone is going to roll out the red carpet for Bill. But I truly believe that if someone gave Bill what he wanted in the NFL, I think he would bolt on North Carolina.
You think so?
I do. I think that's where he wants to be. He wants the Shula record. I think he wants to go. I can't imagine the most competitive human being in the history of that sport wants to go out the way he went out and kind of being made a fool of because of what Tom did down in Tampa. Meanwhile, he flamed out in spectacular fashion and then was told by the rest of the, what does that do to your ego? You are the greatest of all time. And like the Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers looked at you and was like, yeah, no.
See, I think because he has an ego, he looks at it like, screw you. Yeah. You know, I'm leaving the NFL.
Could be.
And I'm better than you now.
Yeah.
Like, I get the last. I think that's probably how he looks at it.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't need you.
Yeah. I think it's more interesting. I hope he stays in North Carolina because college football is way more interesting with Bill at North Carolina. No offense, but if he goes to wherever, you know, we've seen the NFL with Bill. And by the way, he's not going to take a bad team like the Raiders and make them relevant in a year or two. He's just not. So stay at North Carolina and let me see how that plays out. I'll just selfishly, I want to see him stay in college.
The only job that I'm a little surprised he hasn't been talked about with is Jerry.
Yeah.
Like, I figured Jerry would have great respect for him and you know, because Jerry doesn't give crap about the conventional wisdom about Belichick or his age.
No.
I'm surprised Jerry hasn't been linked to Belichick, but we haven't heard that yet.
No, and the reports are that Jerry is doing this by himself. That Jerry is in charge of the hiring process. He's not talking to other people. It is Jerry's world and he's going with it. And by the way, a day after it's welcome to the media. A day after we were told that Deion had turned down Dallas and that he wasn't interested, now conflicting reports saying that absolutely that Deion, if he were to be offered that job, would take it, and that he's trying to, you know, push Jerry to offer it. So, you know, there's just so many different reports that get lobbed back and forth, and everyone wants to be first, and everyone wants to have the scoop, and I just think there's very few people that actually have a true, full understanding of what's going on with these things, especially when it's one crazy old coot that's in there making decisions on his own.
I have scoop.
Oh, you got scoops?
I have scoop.
I love it.
And it is that, you remember that slap-happy football coach that was the cop, but then he was at a camp with all his kids.
Oh, yeah, the Oregon cop, yeah.
And he had a bunch of beers, and he went in and he woke them all up
by slapping them. Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, yes, you can.
Oh, you can?
Because he has been acquitted.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Oh.
It went to trial.
But he still got fired.
He did.
But he's not.
He got acquitted.
Really? You can slap around kids?
Apparently.
Wow. I didn't know that.
We'll get to that next on In the News. Here's Buck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.